Chapter 44, Paul Wins Converts in Caesar's Palace. The gospel has ever achieved its greatest success among the humbler classes. Not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. It could not be expected that Paul, a poor, friendless prisoner, would be able to gain the attention of the wealthy classes of Roman citizens. Vice held them willing captives. But many among the toil-worn, want-stricken victims of their oppression, even poor slaves, gladly listened to Paul, and in Christ found hope and peace. The apostle's work began with the lowly, but its influence extended until it reached the palace of the emperor. Rome was the metropolis of the world. The haughty Caesars were giving laws to nearly every nation on earth. King and courtier were either ignorant of the humble Nazarene or regarded him with hatred and derision. And yet in less than 2 years the gospel found its way into the imperial halls. "The word of God is not bound," said Paul. In former years the apostle had publicly proclaimed the faith of Christ with winning power before the sages of Greece, before kings and governors. Haughty rulers trembled as if already beholding the terrors of the day of God. Now the apostle, confined to his own dwelling, was able to proclaim the truth to those only who sought him there. Yet at this very time, when its chief advocate was cut off from public labor, a great victory was won for the gospel. From the household of the king, members were added to the church. In the Roman court, Nero seemed to have obliterated from his soul the last trace of the divine, and even of the human. His courtiers, in general, were of the same character, fierce, debased, and corrupt. Yet even in Nero's household, trophies of the cross were won. From the vile attendants of the viler king were gained converts who became sons of God, Christians not ashamed of their faith.